As women age, they have a natural change in their bodies. Their hormone levels are reduced in menopause. Specifically, estrogen and progesterone levels are decreasing, which increases their risk for heart disease. In menopause, you have a reduction in estrogen and progesterone, which at a young age usually protects women from heart disease. But as those hormones decrease, you can see an increase in cholesterol levels, specifically the bad kind of cholesterol, and a reduction in the good cholesterol. You can also see an increase in hypertension or high blood pressure because that protective effect of estrogen on the blood vessels is decreased. Typically, people think of hot flashes and mood swings or other things with menopause, but heart disease can be a big factor. Unfortunately, there's been studies to see if supplemental estrogen and progesterone can reduce the risk to women, but those studies haven't really found any benefit. The best thing they can do is to lead a heart-healthy life at a young age and continue that throughout their time as they age. That means no smoking, eating a healthy diet, and trying to exercise at least 30 minutes most times during the week. It's never too early to start taking healthy strides to your heart health, I would say, but it's never too late either. So reducing your risk factors for heart disease, mitigating stress, eating healthy, exercise, and stopping smoking is important. It's also important to go to the doctor regularly to have checkups for your cholesterol and blood pressure as we age. So it's never too early to start. Women present differently with their heart symptoms. So typically for cardiac symptoms, you think of crushing chest pain. In women, they might have atypical symptoms such as nausea or fatigue, exercise intolerance. Those symptoms can be related to blocked arteries around the heart and should be something that if they persist or worsen suddenly, prompt you to go in to see your doctor.